USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump campaign is asking for a recall in Wisconsin, saying there have been reports of irregularities in several Wisconsin counties, which raise serious doubts about the validity of the results. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in Michigan by about 20,000 votes. North Carolina, another state that has not been officially called for President Trump. He does have a slim lead in the state. North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Michael Wortley expresses optimism regarding that presidential race.
We are here today to celebrate an absolutely fantastic election day. As we said yesterday and last night, it was a great day to be a Republican here in North Carolina.
The Georgia Secretary of State saying there are about a quarter of a million ballots left to be counted in his state. Brad Raffensperger telling voters that every vote legally cast will be counted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.